The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
All right, welcome back everybody to the episode 11 of Lost Mine of Phandelver.
Wow.
11. Yeah.
11. We're moving right along. Last we left our party, they were working their way through the Red Brand hideout, and when they first entered, they encountered a Nothic, which they quickly dispatched, and further explored, found a secret door that led to a crypt area with a couple of skeletons. They sprung a trap in an adjoining hallway, then came out into an area where there was a cistern and some storage areas, encountered some Red Brands, and at the end of last episode, they had dispatched the Red Brands, and actually quite quickly and easily, and that is where we left them after searching that area. That is our quick and dirty recap. I guess let's just get right into it.
And as I remember, one short rest, right?
I think you just took a short rest, which is 1 hour.
Yeah,
which allows you to get back some hit dice. You can roll hit dice to get back some health.
Yeah,
and some of your skills, I think, are recovered, depending on what class you are, with a short rest.
Mm-hmm.
Monk key points and things like that. So,
monk key points, not monkey points.
Can be monkey points.
601.
I can wild shape into a monkey to see what does that mean.
So, as far as I recall, the only door that we in that strange room led up and out. So
we
have to backtrack across that pit trap and then over to that other room in the crypt that Lillian said had. Did you say that you saw people, right?
No,
I think you did see people. Basically, people in behind bars.
Okay. Now, Lillian is the only one who scouted, and I don't think she gave us that intel.
It's quite possible.
But
Lillian, what did you tell us?
I'll be honest, I don't remember.
I think you mentioned that there were prisoners, but that we don't know whether that there were guards.
I don't even know.
Yeah, we didn't know there were guards, even though we all know that there are guards.
Right.
Yeah, but the other thing is, I don't even know if we know Lillian went over there and scouts.
No, I definitely did say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we know that there are prisoners there. So
we met up on this side of this trap.
Yeah. And then you went out to scouts, I guess. So it seems we... This is a really fun fight, and we do have some other unexplored space over here, right?
Well, there's also the one from the crypt up, and then to the east, there's a door that we didn't go through.
This one?
No.
Oh, there are.
The crypt, where the coffins are, and then up and out.
Oh, yeah, this one.
Yes, that one.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, there are several doors still.
Yeah.
So
if we're going depth first, then the next one is the prisoners. But
yeah, we killed 3 Red Brand here, and we don't know where they're from, right?
No, they were from the room.
Yeah, they're in the room. They were in the room, and then we push the door, kill them, find something here, and then rest here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also, like, I believe somebody else got the uniform or like the clothes at the.
Lilia,
there were three cloaks. Right, one for each of the red brands that were that attacked you. They're the signature cloaks of the red brand.
Yeah, it's added a red brand cloak.
Is the cloak too big for me? Since I'm a dwarf. I'm a gnome. Yeah, I'm a gnome, so I guess...
You might have to gather it up a little bit. Gnomes are not as small as most people think of them. They're not like garden gnome size. They're small. They're thinner than halflings, but I think maybe even a little bit taller. They're like child size, really.
So if I try to wear that uniform, I'll be look like a shorter red brand, or
you look like a kid playing dress up.
Yeah. although you will, gnomes are not unknown, a gnome, and so you know, I think it would be fairly apparent that you are a gnome with a red brand. That said, you have not seen any red brands who are gnomes.
The only one who can possibly impersonate them is Lillian. The other three of us are either too small or too alien.
Yeah. All right. In that case,
so do we go after the prisoners, or do we go back to that other door, or do we go all the way back to where the Noctis was and go down this other... Nothic.
Is killed by us.
Right, but there are other doors.
Yeah, there are other doors.
So we have one, two.
Because we could technically go out and around, right?
Yep.
Up and out through the trap door?
And then find our way back to the entrance that we once came in.
I feel we kill a lot of red brand that, so we can try.
Well, three.
Yeah.
I guess that could be a lot.
Yeah, and some skeleton. I don't know if that's a lot. I want to search these places.
If we go after the prisoners, when we have to take care of them, and so I would think we should go to the other door.
You mean
first
this one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, or like we could just free the prisoners, or like you know, let the prisoners out, and then we could just get them out through this one, right? Like I don't know.
Which one?
Why? How do you do the pink? Like
we have to take him across the pit trap, and then up and out. And then it's dark outside because we came back during night. So we have to, so we'd, in good conscience, we would probably need to escort them back.
I don't want to escort them back.
Not yet.
I'm not Lillian. No.
I'm thinking we should go to one of the other doors.
Yeah. I like that too. So yeah, let's go this door. If anyone consent or disagree, I don't know.
I'm fine with going there.
Yep, that's fine with me.
And do we have to make a roll to jump this one or something?
Well, you don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I think we determined the only one that had to make a roll was Sanswood because he had a 10 strength and he was the only one that was on the verge of. So a fairly easy acrobatics check.
And by the way, my icon is underneath Lilian, and I cannot move it at all.
You cannot. Oh, it's beneath his.
Oh, yes. No, actually, you seem to be in the.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, there you go.
There you are.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Make that acrobatics try.
Can anyone try be there and catch me if anything happens? What?
Try and catch me.
Try catch me.
Yes, I'll help. So I'll help.
What should I do? I'm going to try. Start from here, run and jump over the cliff.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So what should I do?
Just give me an acrobatics roll.
Acrobatics throws. Okay, where it is
skill. In your skill list?
Here. Wait a minute, how to Oh, here. I'm looking.
Is someone trying to catch him?
Yes. Boop. To help.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
Who's going to catch?
Grab him on the other side. Check. There you go. All right, yeah. So you make your own, jump, and you land right on the edge. One of your feet slips, and you're about to fall in, and Tancred just kind of casually reaches out and pulls you up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Meanwhile, I just jumped to the gap because it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Natural 20 will do that.
That's right. Well, you have a... What is your strength?
My strength?
Yeah.
13.
Okay, yeah, so you wouldn't have to roll.
I did anyway.
Yeah, you can jump with a running start, you can jump 13 feet. Sandswood is a strength of 10, so he can only jump 10 feet, and that's right on the edge, so I was making him do an acrobatics check.
Okay. I'm glad you're here. Let's go.
All right.
Who's opening the door?
Which one? This one? Is this door open?
That door is still open. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you never closed that. Now remember this other door. This is the one you're headed toward. Whoops.
No, not the.
This is the door you're headed toward, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But do we even know like if Lillian looked into this?
Yeah, I shared that I looked in there and what I saw, but it was just those people and
not the guards.
So what we've decided is we're not going in there because we don't want to deal with taking care of prisoners at the moment.
At the moment,
yeah.
Innocent people are too much of a pain.
They're not an imminent danger.
Yeah. That we know of.
That we know of.
Right.
Might open that door and they're all dead.
Now, if you recall, this is the door that precipitated the conversation about picking locks. So this is the locked door.
Oh, this is the locked door.
Yeah.
We don't have anyone who can.
Well, we don't have a lockpick kit.
Yeah, you don't have a lockpick kit, but you have... you do have people that are proficient with these tools, so you would be able to attempt to use an improvised tool, and you would have disadvantage on picking the lock, but you do get to add your proficiency bonus.
How does a normal lock picking tools look like? Is it like a tiny?
Well,
we can't improvise them.
It's a variation on what common or what modern lock picking tools are like.
What role do we need to make? Dex roll?
It would be a dex check. Need to track down.
Let's try open.
I could try with some of the bones that's lying around, and then
do we have any bone?
The question is, who's got the best dex?
I have dex. I'm trying to see dex. Where do I
have 16 plus 3?
Then it's
I think Lillian is the one to make the roll.
Okay, just curious. Like, how do you find that one again? Like, there you go. I have 17 plus 3.
Plus three.
And yep. Lillian, you're proficient with thieves tools?
Yep.
Okay.
Then you go first.
So roll at disadvantage?
Yes, but you get to add your proficiency, which is plus 2.
So it's modified dex roll, plus five.
Yeah. We have at least... Ooh.
Oh, so 17 and 19.
Yeah, you just kind of you take one of those little bones or whatever from the skeletons, and you just kind of slip it in there, and it's almost like it was made for it. Just
a skeleton key.
You feel
in there
and you feel the mechanism give way, and that's an unlocked door.
Keep the bones.
It's a skeleton key.
I throw the bone on the ground. So if I'm not giving Sanswood a hard time, then I'm not doing it right.
That's right.
I hope that's the character, not the personal. That's a player.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. I'll go ahead and open the door too while I'm here.
All right.
Let me.
Yeah. Ooh. Nothing.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to check for traps before I walk in.
Before you walk in? Perception check.
Not bad.
Good job. You do not notice any kind of trap. And this is clearly some kind of an armory. There are racks of weapons lining the wall. There are spears and swords and crossbows and bolts and there's on a rack, kind of like you saw in the other room, there's at least a dozen dirty red cloaks hanging from hooks.
That's a lot, I
assume.
I mean, we just killed three, but I guess by the amount of the cloaks.
Armory or armor?
Armory.
Or weapons or armor?
Weapons.
Okay.
Weapons.
There are.
I'll go ahead and enter the room, whether that be unwise or not.
Okay, and the floor doesn't give way. you're fine as you walk in the room. Nothing happens.
Okay, then I went into the room right back after Lydia.
Eager.
Now that there are two people in the room, nothing happens.
Oops.
Is there anything of interest like that we could actually put to use?
Just lots of weapons and the cloaks. That's what you see. There's a dozen spears. There's a half dozen short swords. A handful of long swords, some light crossbows, a bunch of quivers with crossbow bolts in them.
I actually haven't been really keeping track of arrows. I think we mentioned early on that we didn't really care about that.
We don't. Yeah. We'll hand wave and say you
picked up some that seem appropriate.
Exactly. Sure. Okay. Are you using a short bow or a longbow?
And I'm using a longbow.
Yeah, so these are arrows rather than bolts. But
yep,
yeah.
Is crossbow better than the sling?
I'm not sure.
Crossbow does d6.
It has a better range.
Sling does a d4.
Yeah, a sling for me is a d2 plus a d4 plus 2.
The crossbow would be D6 plus 2.
You are welcome to grab one and add it to your inventory.
Yeah.
And
grab one.
You know, and so you have an additional light crossbow. This is a light crossbow, and grab a quiver of arrows and add it to your equipment, and you can equip it and see what kind of damage it gives you, but what it'll probably do is give you a greater range.
Okay, let me check.
Actually, the hand crossbow and the fling have the same range.
This is not a hand crossbow, it's a light crossbow.
Yeah, it's 80-320. The sling is like
3120.
Yeah, so
hand crossbows are very small, very compact.
Crossbow might be D8 then.
Yeah, light crossbow is a full size crossbow. It just isn't as robust as a heavy crossbow.
Hey, I saw 1D8 plus 2.
There you go.
Okay, in that case, I'll grab a crossbow, light crossbow.
Can you fire that every round, or is it?
Crossbow, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can fire it every round.
Upgrade.
Okay.
And let me check. You mentioned we have some shorts stored in the room, right?
There are short swords
that long,
yeah. Okay. Then I'll try.
And Bala, if you're interested, there were also spears. I know that you've thrown yours a couple times.
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, I'm going to grab at least a couple of spears because I could throw spears on a fly.
Well, there's got to be a limit to, like, how many you can carry or effectively wield at a time, right? What is that limit? What?
I need to check, though. Theoretically, everything's based on weight, right?
Your
endurance, your carrying capacity.
Yeah.
Okay. I grab a crossbow and a short sword, and then change, and then wielding a crossbow and short sword, putting sling and dagger back into my pack.
So encumbrance is based upon your strength, and depending on much strength, what your strength is. You have a different max capacity. I don't know what the translation is exactly for.
Well, it takes a action to take something out of your like inventory and use it as a weapon, right?
Yeah. Like, if you've got it like packed away, if you've just got it, you know, slung on your back, then you can easily draw it and fire.
Have like three spears slung on your back? That's mostly what I'm getting at. Is that. I'm just curious how that works.
Sure. He goes to bird.
Within a certain level of reason, I think.
Yeah, like spear seems reasonable.
Yeah, it's fine. 20, maybe not.
Four great swords. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Might be the limit.
Great swords. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Despite your. I want to search the rack to see if there are any other things than weapons, like some tiny small things or some unlocked
valuables.
Yeah, make a perception check.
Okay. It's a 16. Did I say something?
No, not really. It just looks like a pretty straightforward armory. There's nothing particularly fancy, nothing that catches your eye as being out of the ordinary or particularly, higher quality than anything else. No little tiny baubles or bits or, anything like that. Just a whole bunch of weapons.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up one of the blades. Doesn't really matter which one. And I want to walk over to this door and barricade it. Although, did it open inward or outward?
Inward.
You can talk about the one. I think what did we determine? We actually figured that out. I did a 50-50 die roll, and I can't remember. I think it was inward.
It is inward.
It's inward. Yeah.
It is inward.
So inward towards the coffins, right?
No, inwards into the room.
Okay.
Right, into the room.
Just change the definition of inward.
Yeah, I remember.
In matters where you are, right?
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, that's right. Because you wanted. Yeah, I think you might have had this idea last time.
Barricade.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Then, if I know that opens inward, there's no real way to barricade it. So. Let's keep heading on over to these rooms.
Yeah. Are these weapons and flammable?
What?
He's just trying to burn things all the time.
Of course. So after you guys grab all what you need,
The cloaks will burn.
Yeah.
The cloaks will burn. The racks are made of a fair amount of wood. The crossbows have wood components to them. The spears have wood components to them. And the bows have wood components to them. So there is wood and cloth that will burn. Yes.
I think you may want to consider the fact that you are in an enclosed space inside of a cave with little airflow.
Yes.
And So it won't burn well, and you might also die.
I'm assuming the flame starts slow, so when we out to this room...
You can definitely make it out of the room, but the flame will also probably go out, right?
Yeah.
You'll just consume all the oxygen in that room, and then that's that.
All right, maybe not doing that. I just want to. I just want to stop others getting those weapons. And
yeah, I mean, I think
The way to stop him is to take all the weapons, or snap the strings on the bows and crossbows.
That's actually a good idea.
Before you guys do that, like, I would like to grab a spear and a crossbow, maybe.
I'm grabbing a long sword.
Yeah. There are plenty of weapons of each type for each of you to take one of whatever you want. Mm. There's a dozen spears. There's six short swords, four long swords, six crossbows, eight quivers of arrows, which I'm not going to worry about, or bolts, not arrows. You can each take one of whatever you want. You know, a couple of the spears if you want, two, three spears if you want, whatever. Your total doesn't exceed what's in there.
Okay, so does everyone get whatever you want?
Yeah, I don't really want anything.
Okay, and then I just use my new grab short sword to cut all the strings on the bows, short bows, and crossbow to the short.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna just get a short sword and I don't need a sword, but I believe I just need a arrow because the crossbow. The crossbow. And I'm gonna get a couple of spears.
That's maybe some kind of a ranged attack. Sure, yeah.
You might want to check the weight of that stuff. Make sure that it doesn't encumber you.
Yeah. How do I?
Because weapons, I believe, are pretty heavy, aren't they?
Crossbows can be fairly, they can be fairly heavy.
Go to the equipment tab, and right at the top it'll say weight carried, and then underneath it, it'll say whether you're encumbered or unencumbered.
Oh, it says unencumbered.
Then you're fine.
But
a light crossbow weighs 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And then...
And fling weight.
Spears are 3 pounds each. Yeah. So it's just important to note that you are picking up probably on the order of 10 or 11 pounds, which if you can add it and you're not unencumbered, then that's fine.
Yep.
There's an unencumbered notation. It does not show me how.
And you add the equipment through this one, add manage equipment?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Crossbow.
That is on arrow.
All right, so are we going to the in the room with the cavern? Are we going to the northwest fork or the northwest?
Yeah, let's
arm
go to the
southwest arm.
Let's go to the northwest one, just because it's closest and lazy.
Okay, northwest one. Okay,
lead on, McDuff.
I'm following.
Am I McDuff?
Yes.
All right, so I know that we checked this before.
Down there?
We walked to here and then did a perception check down the hallway, but I don't... That was when we were rolling really badly. But we wouldn't know that. I'm just saying that I am worried that I will fall down another hole or something.
Just a set of stairs.
This is me, not Lillian. Okay, so I'll just keep on trucking, knowing that I've been here, done that, you know?
Don't want to be on the bridge.
Not recall, because we looked at these doors prior. Can I open the bottom door and check if it's locked, doing so quietly? Or actually, before that, can I listen for if there's anything on the other side of either of these doors?
We have Yeah, you can certainly listen at them. Which one are you going to listen to first?
Let's do the south door first.
The south door first. Okay.
I'm adding my equipment. How do I delete one?
Give me a perception check.
Wow. 17.
Yeah. So you hear this weird rattling sound, and followed by muffled shouts and groans, and just like a bunch of garbled voices talking back and forth after that. There's clearly something or someone in there that's doing something and interacting. It sounds like more than one voice. It's definitely occupied.
So I will share that as quietly as possible with our friends. What specifically language? I think Sandswood, what language are they speaking?
Language?
Comma? I mean, I'm assuming I'm just hearing
out a language. Yeah. These are fairly thick doors.
Okay. Can't hear good enough.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll share that information with the group that's here. And I'd like to suggest to Sandswood that perhaps it might make sense here to use your animal transformation and just barge in and stop whatever activity they're doing. Interrupt them.
Listen at the north door first just to make just...
We can do that first as well, but...
Yeah, listen to the north first.
All right, I'll take another listen.
Another
Does anybody have better than a +2 for perception?
No, you're...
16.
I mean, either way, I'm rolling well, so it doesn't matter.
The +2. It's not
I'm
bad.
+0.
This is a weird one. This is you listen and you hear a bunch of like bubbling and dripping sounds. It's very strange.
Bubbling and dripping. Mm. I'll say go south. And yes, I can.
It's fairly faint. It's hard to hear.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do we try it locked or not yet?
Is it like, it's possible it's like a kitchen, right? Can I sniff around? See if I smell any food cooking or I guess.
I can smell better than you if I...
Give me another perception check.
Smelling.
Or this is, who's doing this? William?
I'll do it, yeah. I also have, I think this might make sense for nature, doesn't it?
No, not really. Not in this case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oops.
Nifty.
Perception, anyway. No,
another 16. You know this means you're going terrible in combat, Alan.
Oh, no. It's okay. I'll be bravely in the back anyway.
That's true.
From the north side, you do smell something. It does not strike you as food per se, but it definitely you get a lot of layered smells, and there is definitely some herbaceous smells in there. It's a real, real strange combination of, make an intelligence check.
Sounds like it might be a conservatory. Not that Tanker would know what that is.
What am I looking for? Intelligence. There you
go. 17.
Yeah, wow.
This is scary.
He's doomed in combat.
I'm dead. I've already died.
It reminds you of having been to an alchemist or an herbalist type where they're where they've got a number of chemicals and solvents and things like that along with herbs and whatnot. Something like that.
Yeah. So I guess I'd like to ask the party, essentially, like, we have two options, right? What we just talked about with Sandswood barging in the south and starting what will clearly be a fight of some variety. Or we could try and sneak in north see kind of what's going on and gather information.
We are assuming that there's no one in the north room.
Right? And we know about this stairwell on the other side, and especially given its similarity and relative closeness. Like, we could try and flank as well.
I thought that one is going down and this is going up, right?
No, they're both going down.
No, they're both downstairs.
They're all in the same floor. Is the smell flammable?
What?
Stop burning things!
Based on your intelligence, you should be able to
tell. Based on my intelligence, I'm saying stop trying to light a flame in a cave. That's literally what kills miners.
And we're on the ground. Oh, that's my character. Is it flammable?
And that is 100% in character. Lillian is very upset at how stupid this monkey man is.
I would suggest we go to the north just so that we clear it, just so that way that seems like we can sneak in there quietly, investigate, make sure that there's nothing there, and then we can initiate the combat.
Yeah, and then we can.
Sounds awfully paladin of you.
I'm clearing, ensuring that our backs are not, we're not going to get sandwiched from two sides.
I'm totally comfortable with it. Whatever you guys decide, I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to find my way to the brave back.
Should we just split up and then like try coming in from both ends? Like,
I can be the front. I mean,
well, we won't be able to really coordinate like the timing of that so well. Without making like lots of noise, which I guess if we have a bear bash in the door, that would probably count.
I'm thinking tiger, but yes, I can do that.
Sure, I think this specific animal probably doesn't make too much of a difference.
Yeah, I just vanished while trying to move.
Okay.
You're just in the you're in the wall.
You're in the wall. Yeah, more like Sandswood was.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
We should probably just walk in one of these doors together.
Yeah. I have a question before I'm going to open the north door. If it triggers any explosion or something, can I transform into an animal before I got damaged?
No, not if you're you wouldn't be able to react that quickly. You would be able to take a dexterity check to maybe minimize damage. It takes a full. It's a bonus action, not a reaction.
I see.
I would caution against transforming before, unless you know there's a fight on the other side too, because you can't communicate with us anymore at that point.
Yeah. So I don't want to. Yeah. So. All right. I'm going to open the north door, but can anyone just back off a little bit so we don't have some area effects?
I will bravely allow you to die alone.
You are already bravely stopped. I'm asking Tancred to do that, not you. Okay, let's do this. Let's see if I can be a mage for the next character.
You wanna?
Okay, I'm gently push the door to see if it locks.
It does not appear to be locked.
Okay, then I'm slowly
sneaking, right?
Sneakily, yes. But I'm just trying to push it.
Open the door quietly.
Do this stealthily?
Yeah, I want to do it stealthily, yes.
Okay, can you become a snake?
I can become a snake, but I cannot tell you what happened when I'm a snake. So, yeah.
So go ahead and make a stealth check, stealth roll, so we know how stealthily you're doing.
I'm super stealthy. No, it's
14.
And you open this door,
north door. Yeah, this door, north.
To be very clear.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Okay. Hang on a second. That's in the way. All right. Okay. So this room appears to be a wizard's workshop of some sort. As you enter the room, a rat scurries across the floor and takes refuge under a large work table set up with
alembics, retorts, distillation coils, and other alchemical devices, much like Lillian supposed. All of it is stewing and bubbling away. Bookshelves are crowded with sheaves of parchment and strange-looking tomes.
When we leave for the last time, you can burn this room. Not before.
Okay,
Should we do like a perception check to see like if there is anything?
Yeah, I even like, want to do a detect magic.
Detect magic, yeah.
Yeah, but it's
the spell or the ritual?
I'm thinking ritual takes 10 minutes.
Yes.
So,
and standing outside this door where we know there are people for 10 minutes seems sketchy.
Do we have 10 minutes?
No, but let's check the other door, the far door through the room.
But if they have traps or something, we cannot retreat into this door, into this room.
No, just close the door and go to the south one then.
Yeah, we can do that. All right.
The rat won't get out through the door that we just went in, right?
The rat?
The rat? Where's the rat?
The rat that we saw that scurried under the table. It won't get under the door, will it, John? Maybe he's...
under the door. Rats can squeeze through tiny areas.
They can.
To say whether or not they can probably get under the door.
Most rodents can fit through anything that their skull fits in.
Right. Yes. Right.
So what is the clearancing on these doors?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Roughly one rat skull.
That's a good unit of measurement. Awfully convenient, but good.
It's difficult to know whether it's of just a little bit more or just a little bit less.
All right, let's try the other door.
So I just had a brilliant idea that I hate, but I'm going to suggest it anyway.
Huh?
I also have one of the red blind cloaks on me.
That's true.
I could throw it on and try and bluff my way through this. I might also just kill myself trying.
I like the idea.
How killing himself or like throwing the...
I mean, realistically, I think I would have to... Like, the red brands so far have all been humans, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's like normal humans. And given that I'm a half-elf, like, I would have to hide some of my facial features, right? And, like, upon close inspection, there's no way they'd be fooled. So it would only be a temporary measure, but it could give us the drop at least. But similarly, I think just throwing a tiger in the room might work really well too.
I can be a mice and fit into the pockets and then suddenly become a tiger. I don't know.
Is that a tiger in your pocket or are you just
a mice, not a pocket. Not a tiger.
Or you could be a rat and check with the rat to see like what's going on over there.
Yeah, but that would be too dangerous if they are good at killing mice.
Actually, that's the question. Can you talk to that rat? Can you understand what it would say?
I can, not because I'm a rat, but I have
Because you're
speak with small animals.
Yeah, I can speak with small animals.
Small forest creatures, though, wasn't it? Or is it small animals?
Small animal.
Can you actually speak to them though? Like in D&D world speak here.
I can roughly
do animals talk to each other?
Based on their wisdom.
You can communicate simple ideas with smaller beasts. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
But not like who's in that room, right?
Exactly.
Because they wouldn't know.
Yeah. They would say it's a big giant object.
I mean, even if that rat is a person who was alchemically turned into a rat, right? Then you still wouldn't be able to communicate like complex ideas because rats just don't have that concept.
You might be able to get the idea of whether there's somebody in the other room, but not who it is, how many people, what type of people, whether they're people or creatures, you know, yeah, so it's limited.
Yeah, that's basically clarity I went in. So
would we also be able to tell, or would Santa be able to tell if it's a wizard's familiar? Or do we even know what that concept is, actually? That's the first question, maybe.
It's the notion of a wizard's familiar is pretty common.
Okay.
I'm fine with the notion that you know what a familiar is. A rat certainly could be a wizard's familiar. As to whether or not you can figure out if he's a familiar or not. Wow. I don't know how you would go about doing that. You could certainly make an arcana check. Maybe if you do really well, you might be able to figure out whether or not it is. But
maybe ask it.
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, it doesn't hurt to make the check.
You want to try talking to it, Sandwood?
That means I need to go walk into the room. That's
no
hesitate.
No, not necessarily.
Talk to it.
Squeak. Squeak
yeah,
at
I
it.
Try, I can try speak with the. Yeah, it's a trait. I don't need to do it. I don't need to waste anything, right? Let me check. I have a. Oh, speak with small beasts.
Yeah, you have speak with small beasts, right? Yeah. So yeah, I mean, if you want to talk to it to try to figure out if it's a familiar or not, yeah, you're welcome. And actually, being able to communicate with it gives you a better likelihood of being able to tell you what. I was going to give you a really really slim. Chance of figuring out, but I'll give you a really, really slim chance with advantage being able to figure it out. So if you want to roll Arcana with advantage.
This one.
Ooh, 18.
Oh my goodness.
Or 20. Wow, natural 20.
So you start communicating with it, you know, trying to understand you're trying to understand what, you know, what creatures are nearby and what might be around the area, and you get the distinct impression that its master is in the next room.
The next room is the room, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Does it say master or masters?
Master. You get the distinct impression that this is a familiar.
All right.
Should I put on my cloak and go talk to said master?
If you want to try.
We can hide behind the door and see what happens. If something went bad, we can.
Do we know the specifics of familiars? I mean, not like too depth of detail, but do they have some like ESP bond or whatever that just by this communication there's likely
that
they would know?
There is a bond between a familiar and a master and a wizard. They can communicate. You've heard stories of wizards being able to see through the eyes of the familiar.
So, did one of you guys want to volunteer to being my quote unquote captive that I'm bringing to our quote unquote master, who is in this room? And then, whenever things go south, you're in front of me.
I can do because like I have speed of wind. I can just like run off.
you can run away and leave Lillian behind.
Yeah,
you're not in front of it.
I mean, I think it's reasonable to assume that we're going to fight whatever we end up getting into, right? It's less about running away, as I might die in one hit, as has been proven.
Okay.
I still have a low amount of sort of durability, right?
Yeah. But like,
somebody
like,
more durable would be able to survive it.
Wow, it's a wizard. Oh my god. Okay. Try it. I can be behind the door and observe what happened. I mean, make sure so, you know when something went bad so we can hear it.
So what are you guys doing?
So how about if I take in, because Tankrin is the tankiest of the bunch, right? I mean, it's literally in his name. But besides wild shifted Sandswood. So if Tankrin and I go to this door, then Eagle Eye and Sandswood can cover this door and either prevent it from being opened to keep that group away while we deal with whatever's up here, or potentially just stave off that fight in this small hallway. And then I, with Tankrin, can try and convince of unknown what. Not sure what we're going to convince them of.
A fully armed and armored battle station. I'm not sure you'd be able to bluff putting me in front. I don't mind, but I think it'd be tricky for the
not in the room with lots of people. I'm figuring up here with the
I know. But from the wizard's point of view, a red brand comes in escorting an ostensible prisoner who is fully armed and armored.
I think
Eagle Eye would be the best one because you don't wear any armor.
Yeah.
So there would be less chance of it being obviously not the case that you're escorting a prisoner.
Okay. Sounds fair.
I can leave my weapons if needed because I have to.
Yeah,
I
know. I can.
Yeah.
And hide it underneath your wings.
Are you. All
right.
Eagle Eye, are you actually where you are? Is your token actually where you're standing?
Yeah, but I can move right next to Alan,
If you're standing there, I want you to make me a perception check.
Oh, okay.
Not bad, I guess.
Okay, where is the other one? Perception. Virtual tabletop not found. Perception.
You might need to reload the page.
Yeah. And put put your cursor on the bonus. The button is on the bonus, not on the word anymore. They changed the UI.
Do I have to log into the Roll20 as well, right?
Yeah, you have to be in Roll20 and in D&D Beyond. Okay.
Yeah, just reload both of those pages. And
yeah, then, you will pick up.
Okay, or, once again.
Did you roll?
Yeah, you can ignore that. Pretend that didn't happen.
Oh my god.
I screwed up one of the settings.
Where did that glass staff come in the chat? Where was that from?
That's what I told you to ignore.
Okay.
You cannot delete it? Okay.
I can't delete it. I don't think I can.
Yeah. What kind of master you are, game master?
I know, right? Well, that'll teach me to roll those things manually.
But
reload.
You might need to re-enable. Can you roll it now? Because you might.
It still says like no VTT phone, so I'm gonna launch my thing.
You definitely have to launch the Roll20 app.
No, I had it in the other browser, but like I'm trying to.
Oh yeah, it has to be the same browser.
Yeah.
It can be in.
Okay, now I think it should be good. You need a perception check, right?
Perception check, yeah.
Four.
you're busy contemplating your navel. Okay. All right, that's all.
So that's all.
So we continue?
Yeah, we continue. We don't know what happened, right? So that's
not all right. So the plan is. Eagle Eye and I enter here, go up to the door, try and convince who we know is inside, the mage's, this familiar's master.
Yep.
Maybe Tanquin can watch the familiar or try and capture the familiar so that we have some sort of leveraging. Oh, yeah, you could just kill it. That might just force us into a fight.
Well, not right away.
Okay, yes. And then Sandswood sort of bars this door and prevents any interruption, if you will.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that plan?
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so before we start, we should probably check for any traps or look around in this room before we enter it.
That's make sure we don't misperception.
Some I guess I can do that.
Go ahead and give me a perception check on that.
There we go.
20.
Oh, Jesus. Natural 20.
Wow.
No, not a natural. 18. Yeah, 18
plus. It's a dirty 20, we call it. You don't see any traps. You don't notice anything in particular.
Okay.
I want to cast the detect magic spell, not ritual. Here. Is it okay?
Why?
Because it's a wizard. Never mind. I'm not doing that.
A ritual does take 10 minutes to cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, not doing that. Let's go.
I don't think we should waste 10 minutes.
Okay. I mean, I can cast a spell, but it burns.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I just dropped my spear like right in the entrance of the room or like right out
there. Yeah, just hide it over in this corner where it's nearby. Yeah. Nearby, but out of sight.
Yep.
Okay, I'm there where I am, maybe here, so I can look into the door and also...
Yep.
Is there anyone... across the hallway.
So
okay.
All right.
Let's open the door with Eagle Eye in front of me.
No.
with a sword drawn as though I am threatening him, but
and a red brand cloak on.
And a red brand cloak on.
Okay.
And open the door. What do we see?
Make sure you yell when something
happens. Or is it locked? Or am I dead?
If it's a fireball, then three of you are dead.
No, that would be a fifth level wizard, which would be a pretty serious fight for.
You'd have to. Yeah, you'd have to be at least fifth level, right, cast a third level spell, which is what fireball is. The walls of this bedchamber are covered with drapes of scarlet cloth. The furnishings include a small writing desk with a matching chair, a comfortable-looking bed, and a wooden chest at the foot of the bed.
Wooden chest.
Which is invisible, but that's all right. We can...
Where's the chest?
Oh, yeah. I think the...
Is invisible? Yeah, I guess.
That's all right.
It's there. It's not even on the map.
Oh. So since the rat said, like, I think somebody, I think it's Master's here, I think even probably the wizard is invisible too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Do whatever you want to. I mean, act like.
Well,
is that all they see?
You want to do a more thorough check of the room? Give me a perception check.
Who is good?
Whoever is entering the room.
Oh, sure, the one that I need.
No. I think you use all the good rolls for today.
Yeah, well, except it's sufficient to. How do I do this? Hang on a second. This is giving me little fits here. I'm going to move that to the token layer. What you do see across this room, and you can barely see it, is there is a secret door that has been left just a little bit ajar. You thought it was a door, then you looked in it, and you noticed it was a jar, not a door.
A jar of jam.
It's a jar of
pickles.
Apparently. Whoever was in here left in a hurry and left the door ajar.
All right, so since we have to decide quickly, Eagle Eye, you want to grab your gear and let's just go freaking run down that room.
Yep.
Throw caution to the wind.
Yep.
I'm feeling extremely chaotic right now. Let's go for it.
I'm going to open this one and then try and see. I mean, just open first, look around both left and right or like up and down. I don't know.
In the same time, I don't know where.
Before leaving, I'll go over and let Sandswood know
nice
that we found the room in the back.
Let's go.
And those are stairs that lead up to a landing that just appears to be a dead end.
I'm gonna scream saying that like there's a stair that's leading up like so because like since we went down and then like it's going up, I believe like so it's like a secret room, like an escape hatch kind of a thing. So gonna just like let people I'm just gonna suggest the team to go and look over here to see like if somebody's is coming over here.
Let me just walk in and do another look around. We're doing some fast and loose. Ooh, six. Really bad now.
You don't notice anything. You're convinced there's got to be a way out of here, but you just can't find anything.
I'm gonna go here to see like if there is any secret door. Because
can
like
you have perception check.
Oh, perception check.
Seventeen.
There you go. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, I clicked twice.
That's all right. I'll ignore the second one. Unsurprisingly,
right,
there is indeed a secret door here.
What? Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to just run out and see like if I could able to spot the someone like somewhere over here because like they just left in a hurry.
They did. So, You do not see anyone offhand. Make another perception check for me.
Okay.
Be hiding the barrel, little turd.
11.
Yeah,
why am I clicking twice?
Yeah. It might be your Beyond 20 configuration.
Yeah.
You don't see anything. You don't hear anything. You're not.
Can I look for any tracks or any distinguishable pathing?
That would be a nature check.
8.
Or I'm sorry, a
survival. It's getting worse.
Survival. Do survival. That's better. There's a lot of dust and dirt on the floors here, and it's pretty obvious that somebody passed through here recently. It looks like a human, they look like they were in a hurry and weren't covering their tracks at all. They appear to have gone through the secret door and headed south into this cavern.
Okay. All right. In the meantime, I want to see if I valuable.
Some serious echo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hear you very well.
Is that from me? Hello.
Yeah
that's better.
Okay. Yeah. I want to search the desk.
You want to search the desk?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble with something real quick.
Well, the question is, where did the wizard, he or she, go? Where
would
he
like,
escape out through the southeast the way that we came in originally?
And familiar is significant as well, right? And did Tankrin capture it?
No.
Yeah, we should go back and look for that.
So, right. Sandwood, you are still back at the desk. You have not left, right? So let's see. Let me find that. Various papers and notes are stacked neatly on the desk, mostly consisting of written orders to apothecaries and alchemists and that sort of thing. Sort of thing you would need for potion making and that sort of thing. The exception to this is that there is a
there's a letter signed with a black spider symbol. And let me see if I can find that. Oops, wrong window. Handouts.
Ooh, a handout.
Also, in the meantime, I think since Alan mentioned that, like, I think he saw some tracks. Oh, like, did you say, Alan, like, you found some tracks? Or, like,
I just, knew like, that the whatever we were following went headed south, and that's it.
Yeah.
Just out in here.
So should we just follow that one? Like, I mean, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, these things are happening in parallel, so we can keep moving. It's just once we're, like, this separated, we can't really communicate with each other anymore in character.
That's
so it's we're going to be moving sort of separately.
I would say I think we need to track the wizard, I would say. Because I'm just wondering, like, probably the wizard could just bring in reinforcement.
Well, the question is where, well, again, which way did they go, or he or she go? Did they go out the southeast the way we came in? Or cross the bridge and down the southwest fork to where there's presumably more reinforcements.
They can, it can come to the room and ask enforcement to.
So I thought John mentioned, like, I think he, Alan noticed some foot track.
Just heading into the south.
To itself, like.
But that's it.
I can continue tracking if you want.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable.
So I just added a letter in your called a curious letter.
I only see it on the. I only see it on your.
You can go into your player handouts and you'll see it.
Oh.
I can't open it on your screens. But it says, Lord Albrecht, my spies in Neverwinter tell me that strangers are due to arrive in Phandalin. They could be working for the dwarves. Capture them if you can. Kill them if you must. But don't allow them to upset our plans. See that any dwarven maps in their possession are delivered to me with haste. I'm counting on you, Iarno. Don't disappoint me.
And a weird symbol that I
can. That is a spider symbol.
It's
okay. Sorry.
No, don't be.
Okay, so while that's all going on, I'm going to continue tracking these tracks through the south here.
Oh, there we go. Player handouts.
Then, that was survival, right?
Yeah.
Since we noticed they are gone, I want to follow their track.
Yeah, you're having trouble figuring out. There's coming off of this bridge. There's a lot of foot traffic apparently that's gone through here, and it's really tough to tell whether he kept going straight south or turned or what. You're having trouble tracking him.
Okay. So I assume when Lillian is doing the tracking, I have time to getting closer to them, right? I can be here.
Yeah, sure.
So I roughly know what the information they got, and apparently she's not doing well. I want to do it again. Can I also try to track the trace?
You want to try tracking him? Deacon, are you staying where you are?
I'm looking for the rat.
Oh, you're looking for the rat? You skirt around. You can pretty easily find him. What are you trying to do with him?
Capture or kill is the question, Mr. Paladin.
Bring it with us. No, I'm.
Is there?
If we bring it with us and they have a like telepathic link, then we're just giving information away.
That's true. And I don't think. Huh.
And we know now that these are not friends, so killing it is not necessarily unwise.
We kill three persons, so we can also kill them.
Oh, we've been killing since we entered.
We killed a bunch of people, but no, a rat is a complete.
It's fair, a rat, because it's a rat.
I convinced a monster on his deathbed to not fight us anymore, and then I killed him anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So what penalty am I at to try to hit with a bow?
Oh, you're trying to shoot it with a bow? You'd attack with disadvantage.
With disadvantage?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to try to hit with a short bow.
I should put the... Oh. it's a six.
You shoot and it, he scurries away. Your arrow goes deflecting off the floor.
Does it run away or does it?
It's trying to run away. It runs across the floor to the door in the south, and it's trying to squeeze under the door.
Okay, do I have a chance to shoot again?
You can give one more shot.
Okay.
Oh. Ooh.
Natural 20.
Natural 20. With a disadvantage.
Oh.
You're basically trying to hit a prone target with a ranged weapon.
Right. All right. One second roll.
It's not technically prone, but it's
seven.
Oh man. Now he managed this to squeeze under the door and takes off.
Okay. Okay, I'll rejoin the others.
Okay. In the meantime, like, I'm going to still, like, explore, like, did he go to the over here or, like, over down? Like,
you're not sure. Yeah. You can make a nature check to see if you can track him.
Nature or survival?
Yep. Survival.
Sorry, survival. Not, yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that too. So who go first?
Yeah, he was continuing southward.
We already know that. Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to
you know that. You actually didn't know that. Yeah. You now know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a check again to see like if he actually went over here like or off to the side.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and give me a survival check.
12.
He continued down this corridor here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Which is the way we came in.
No, it's not.
No, we came in this corridor.
There's also this corridor.
Should we run behind him or should we check this thing? Like, I mean...
No, I think it run because it's weak. Let's go chase it.
We don't know that it's weak, but yeah, we know that it's not... sticking around to fight.
and also like I'm just wondering like probably just going somewhere to get reinforcements, so probably like wherever we are heading to I think might have like more
I guess they are all flammable so
so I'm gonna say like I think even somewhere like where we haven't explored, so I think I'm gonna suggest like we go and check it out because like
realistically given the previous like sort of falling floor trap, it's probably best if you lead and then you can react and run fastest.
Ooh, it's a corner.
And we don't have time to like check every single angle and whatever else. Because all of that's all time for him to just run away.
Yeah, we're just running and running and running. So
hey John, can you close the letter?
Oh, yeah.
John, do I see anything over here? Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
But like, you don't remember that right now.
So I'm going to look for like if there are any secret doors over here because...
So confusing. Okay.
But I have a feeling like what's going on. But I need to do a perception, right, John?
Yep. No.
Come on.
And I three, not
and one. And when Eagle Eye said he cannot find anything,
you can be absolutely certain there is a secret door. But the bottom line is you can't find where the seams are. You can't find where the catch is. And you're absolutely convinced there's probably a secret door there, but for whatever reason, you can't find it.
So I push back Eagle Eye and try to do the same thing. Try to look if there's anything.
Ten.
you're convinced it's there. You're able to find it so we don't have to go through 14 people different checks. It's pretty obvious. There it is.
Nice.
Surprise, surprise.
So then up and out, presumably. The
let's open the
ramp out.
I just
the door. Oh, okay. As soon as I enter, like I realize it's something. It looks familiar.
Yeah.
And then, I know, like I have a gut feel, like I think you would have run out of this particular thing.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna anyway, like quickly check over here to see, like if he is hiding somewhere over here or not.
Give me a perception check.
Sure.
This will be a general perception check for. For the room.
12.
It's pretty obvious. You remember when you were in here before and was it Sandlord was splashing around in the cistern and found that bag?
Escape kit.
That's me at the bear. That's me.
So right where he found that, there is a lot of water that's clearly been splashed out of over here. That's clearly been splashed out of the cistern, like someone was,
looking
for that. And then that water trails up up the stairs, and it appears that he probably went up and out.
All right, that's obvious.
Do we know the rough? It hasn't been that long, so we could continue tracking.
It hasn't been very long, but it's been plenty of time for him to get away without too much effort.
But if we get outside, right outside of this place was a forest, right?
Yeah, and also
at night. Dark.
Yes, but we have a half elf rogue specifically with a proficiency in forests.
Ranger.
Let's go. There's no.
But we also know that there are enemies inside of here that could follow us out and cause problems for the town. I mean, we really kind of just messed things up a little bit, you know?
We found a bag and some crow and goat in the pool, right? So yeah. I assume it's trying to get it, but it cannot find it and then escape. So that's why that explains the splash and all the water.
Yes.
So let's go.
And also, like, John,
let's go
like,
as in follow.
But we know effectively we're chasing someone when we know that there are also prisoners in here, right?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Now, I personally, that's fine. Lillian is not a good person.
I agree. I'm not agree. You are not a good person.
I think Tankrin may have some problems.
Compunction with that. Yeah. That's true. So
making Bala, that choice.
What were you saying, Bala?
I was just wondering. Like, I think this is just like one kind of a area. Like, I think in the cavern, I assume, right? You remember? Like, I think there was we entered this path, I believe. But there are part outside this one, right? Like outside here, I believe.
Well, there's that leads to the forest where you came in.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is below the mansion or something, right? Like this. Is...
Right. We're in the basement.
Below Tresendar Manor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and we're your quarry exited was the normal exit to the cellar.
Okay. I think there are a couple more rooms. I think which we have looked into it, but I think maybe we might lose the trail. Like if we don't go behind it right away.
Yeah.
Letter that we got, there is a specific Larno or Iarno person. Like, we can use that person to get information on the person we're tracking to. And like, they're almost certainly here, right? Otherwise, why would they have the letter within this place addressed to him?
Well, is Yarno the wizard? In which case, Lord Albrecht is another red brand. And why is the letter in Yarno's hands when it seems to be addressed to Albrecht? Unless it's Yarno Albrecht is a person's name. But we can ask that when we get back into town. If that we can ask around if that name is recognizable.
Yeah.
But there's still the rest of this basement and the whole of the upper or the main and other floors of the mansion. So,
yeah. So, and also, like, we didn't even check the other room properly. We might some.
I'm thinking we should just go back to the room.
Yeah, I'm down with that as well. Because I think once they're outside, we have limited ability, right? We either track their footsteps and always be a step behind, or. Like you're never able to track someone at the speed they're able to just run.
Yeah. Yep.
Or since we have Eagle Eye, right? If we go outside, he can fly high to see.
It's but nighttime it's in a forest. Nighttime,
right? Yeah.
It's a forest. Well,
you do have dark vision, but you can still run into a tree.
And bear in mind, while this isn't necessarily you're making these decisions faster than this conversation is taking. You are still taking time to make a decision.
He or she is getting further away.
Yeah.
Right. I think we can.
We just blew it. So let's keep going.
No, we still got some information, so I think it's cool. And
the
big boss.
So I'm going to just yell at Sanswood and Eagle Eye that I'm heading back to meet up with Tenkrin and we can discuss over there.
Yep.
And he doesn't have his go bag, so
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you want to just teleport over there. There might have been things that happened. We weren't exactly quiet.
Okay.
Well. Oh yeah. Can I get there through the normal cavern?
Cavern.
I'm sorry. Where are you going?
Like just following this
across
path
the
around
bridge. And
back to where we came
and then back to
you can do that.
So we should definitely recheck the door.
Eli, are you coming?
I will go ahead and use my very poor rules now because they're gone
and we're going
to check again to see if anything has changed within that room.
16, that's not bad.
Mice is gone. Oh, is
this is on the south room or the north room?
The south room.
South room. You still hear the same kind of similar noises that you did before.
Interesting.
Okay. So I'll share that with the team and then bravely stand back.
Okay, then I can be the... Yes?
I think we need to check the north room for any potions that we can use. Like,
it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Actually, that's true. There's the chest in the wizard's room.
Oh, yeah. That's
check
true.
It for traps and then see if there's anything in there.
All right. I'll go check the chest. So we didn't close this door behind us, right? So we can just head into the...
No, it was closed.
It's closed and the mice squeeze out of the door.
So I will open the door first, I guess.
Yeah.
Because things could have changed.
Yeah, is it change? Is it become another room just like your room?
Well, I mean, there might be people standing in it, you know.
No, it's empty. There's nothing in there, or no people in there, creatures or anything. Like I said, there's all this alchemical equipment that is set up and operating. There are, tomes and parchments and on bookshelves and things like that. There's all kinds of stuff in here.
Okay. So I'll search the wizard's room. I will search the laboratory.
Yep, I'm in the wizard's room. I'm searching for any traps or other kebabs on the chest.
In the wizard's room, you don't find any kind of traps. That's what you were looking at. Was your perception check?
Yep.
And who's looking around in the lab?
Tenkrin.
Give me. Let's start with an Arcana check.
Okay. Arcana check.
16.
Okay.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. So you are you've heard of looking around at the various types of ingredients that are laying about and the way in which the setup is. It appears that somebody is trying to brew a potion of invisibility here.
Trying, but hasn't succeeded yet.
Or did succeed, and that's why we couldn't find them.
So
did escape, right? So
are there any ingredients that are particularly valuable and yet safe to transport?
There are three small bottles that are holding rare reagents, mercury, dragon bile, and powder of nightshade. And you figure you can get a pretty penny for each one of these, maybe as much as 25 gold a piece for each one of these three bottles of reagents.
I will take them.
That's why you look like a wizard.
So you looked at the shelf. Do we need to investigate the desk, or the desk-like thing?
We want to check the chest because I checked it for traps, but we didn't actually open
where
it.
Where is your chest?
And Sans would check the desk already.
Oh, you checked the desk already.
Okay. I checked the desk, and can I find? Is there any secret compartment or a drawer over the desk?
On the desk, you can check.
Yeah, I want to check because it looks too normal for a. Okay, perception checks, right?
I'm sorry?
Five.
Yeah, you don't find any hidden.
While searching the desk, you notice a fuzzy on your shirt.
The room is also full of drapes. You might want to check behind the drapes.
Yeah, I want to check it too.
I'm sorry, what else?
Well, Lillian, I wanted to open the chest. Yeah,
the chest. You're gonna check it for traps or things.
That's what I did first.
You did the first. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. And you're just gonna open it up.
Yep.
All right. So in this chest is a bunch of. Let me see. He took some stuff out of it. Let me make sure I'm. Getting everything right.
You've given away some information. You said he. Yeah. So it's a man.
I was saying he or she because we don't know.
Oh, man. So
okay.
Oh, man. So.
All right. So yeah, there's basically there's a bunch of money in it in here, and a silk pouch. And I think, yeah, and that's about it. So 130 gold, 180 silver.
Whoa.
And a silk pouch containing a bunch of gems.
Ooh.
Wealthy. 5 carnelians, which are worth 10 gold pieces each. 2 peridots. Peridots? I don't know how you pronounce that.
Paradise.
Yeah. 15 gold pieces each, and a pearl worth 100 gold.
Weird wizard.
And the rest he took with him.
Okay, so Sanswood has that?
And
yeah.
No, I have
or
that.
Lillian.
Oh,
Lillian
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Lillian has it.
Bad news.
So what did you say the gold was? I'm just adding
130.
Sorry, go ahead.
130 gold.
180 silver.
Okay.
Tankard, are you doing anything else in that room in that lab?
If there's nothing, if I've searched it thoroughly, then I will join the others.
You've not gone through the books and notes.
I will go through those.
Okay. So among the books is an interesting tome that is written in Dwarvish. Do anybody know Dwarvish?
No, we don't.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So it is a journal of some sort. And it is the main thing here. That the rest of them are general alchemy type texts, basic texts and notes, you know, scribbled notes that he's taken. That is the only thing that stands out of interest.
Yeah, and
I'll take the journal.
Yeah, and also, like, since the wizard is trying to brew an invisibility potion, he must be having something written or something over there, right? Like, so.
Like a recipe, you mean?
Yeah,
recipe. The alchemy books do talk about, brewing different types of potions, and his notes talk about, you know, ways in which he's trying to brew an invisibility potion. So he's been clearly experimenting with creating an invisibility potion, but he hasn't nailed down the exact formula.
Okay, I want to search the room, especially behind the strait. You said it's decorated with strait, right? So I want to try search. Is there anything else?
I'm sorry, you broke up there, and there was a couple things I didn't quite understand.
Oh, I mean, you mentioned that in the room there are a lot of drapes. Yeah, sorry.
Drapes. Tapestry.
Oh, okay.
Drapes.
Tapestry. Okay.
Yeah, I want to search. Is there anything behind them, or?
Oh yeah. Okay. So the walls of the bed chamber are covered in drapes and scarred cloth. I completely forgot about that little detail. No, there doesn't seem to be anything. They just seem to be decorative to make this kind of cold room just feel a little bit more homey.
Does the pattern or anything maybe I can know where the wizard comes from, or what's the background of it?
Give me an intelligence check.
Okay, that's what my intelligence. Where's my intelligence? I don't have intelligence.
Upper left.
The upper.
Intelligence saving throws, right?
Yeah. Natural one.
You have no idea. You've never seen anything like it. It's completely foreign to you.
Turns out you're holding this book upside down and reading it from the back.
Actually, he's going, what are these things?
Yeah. Why aren't there windows behind here?
Yeah.
Drapes cover windows. Always.
For a second there, your brain bear took over. Or your bear brain, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so if we've looked at everything, then let's head to the other door.
Yep.
Prepare for a fight if that's the case, I guess.
What is our plan of execution? I say throw the bear in, only because most likely to survive.
Or the tiger.
Or tiger, yeah. Whichever, your choice.
Yeah, I prefer it to be a bear.
And then we'll all, of course, just follow in afterwards.
I mean, we can...
Well, except Lillian.
I mean, you know.
Not right away.
I still have three magic spell slot, so I can open the door and see and improvise to see what happened. Because I can also cast a area effect magic into the room.
So. I hate to ask this, but can you cast a spell while you're in wild form?
Yeah, I did not know that. I understand. Okay, that's what
I would think. No, did you say, John?
No.
All right.
No, you didn't say it, or no, he cannot.
No, you can't. I'm in fact, I'll double check it, but I just think I watched I've been rewatching the first campaign of Critical Role, and I think they actually went over that.
It makes sense because he can't vocalize.
I think
beginning at 18th level.
Yeah, I'm 18th level. I become an arc druid, and I can do that.
Arch.
Yeah, so he's got about 16 more of those.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, exactly right. Beginning at 18th level.
I mean, come back
in 16 levels.
All right, so let's just go ahead and keep moving.
Yeah, let me try open the door and see what happened. I mean, I can.
All right. Yep.
Yeah, you're just gonna go ahead and open the door.
I want to stealthily do that, and we don't know if it's locked or not yet, right?
Correct.
We haven't
tried to open it yet.
So I want to just exactly the same like I opened the other door. I want to stealthily, gently push the door to see if it locked.
Give me a stealth check.
Yeah. Let me try.
Roll better than a 4 this time.
Don't
9. Well, that's better than a 4.
It is better than a 4. You can't argue that.
Yeah. Okay. 4?
Wow. What are those?
Yeah. So several worn tables and chairs are scattered around this large room, although it doesn't actually show that there's a little bit of discongruity between this map and the description. Are scattered around this large room. Wooden benches are drawn up against the walls, decorated with draperies of brown and red, and several ale kegs are propped up and tapped. 4 tough-looking human warriors wearing scarlet cloaks are gathered around one of the tables. A stack of coins and trinkets is heaped on the table between them as they stand up and turn toward you, roll initiative.
Select your token before doing initiative.
Yeah, select your token and then roll initiative.
Roll initiative 5.
Do we even know like the Sanswood is under attack or something?
Well, yeah, you're right there. Well, I assume you're
ooh,
close.
19, 30, 20.
We're all in a line there, so.
Yeah.
We'd at least have a general idea what's going on.
Yeah.
For once, I'm not going last.
Find my own. Okay. There's one. There's 2. There's 3. There's 4. All righty. Okay. I think we can refine this a little bit. Okay.
My dex mod is +1.
I'm sorry, what was that?
My dex mod is +1, if that makes a difference. That's
exactly what I was going to ask. Their dex modifier is 2. Sandwood, what is your dex modifier?
Me?
Yeah.
2.
So it's 2. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and put you above. They are 2 as well. All right. Well, yeah. So let's see. This guy goes first. And you're coming in through the door. This guy stands up and
draws his weapon.
Draws his weapon.
I'm the first one.
Forward. And
over the over the table.
He can move through. That's where his ally was.
Okay.
Was sitting, and he can move through an ally's area. And he is where? Where is the attack? Where is the attack? There's the attack. And he makes 2 melee attacks.
2. Wow.
That's 1 attack, which is going to miss. Oh, what is your
13 AC, right?
I don't see the. Are you just rolling dice?
Or
are you
rolling dice? Yeah. Well, actually, I did. Now, yeah. So now it's not showing it to you guys, which is annoying. When I didn't want it to show you. It showed you. When I wanted to show you, it's not showing you. 12 will miss.
I'm 13.
And he makes a second attack, which is an 8, which will also miss. He tripped over the leg of the stool of the guy who was trying to push past, and in doing so threw him off balance, and he missed. Tankrin, you're up.
So can I hit the guy that is in the doorway?
That guy. It'll be tough for anybody else to get through there. But yeah, you can.
Because I can't move through. Well, I can move through Sansword, but I can't move through the opponent.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, so I'm going to hit him with my war pick.
11.
11. Probably not good enough.
That will not hit.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
We can't move.
Yeah, you're kind of in a weird restricted area there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Eagle Eye.
I'm gonna throw my spear. I believe like it's listen.
Sure.
I thought down, of course. And no, it's going.
Did it roll?
Yes,
come on.
Oh, that,
yeah, that's bad.
Here come our bad rolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan wasted all of your good rolls.
Yeah. To see something?
No, like I'm just gonna stay over there. Like,
okay. All right.
Okay.
But like I don't get like a second strike, right? Like because it's not a melee attack, I believe.
It's attacking with a monk weapon. The problem is your
spear.
Your follow up attack is a strike.
Melee. Yep.
Which I don't. Yeah. So you can't really do that.
Yep. I agree. Yep.
The other one moves up here, and he can still get at Sandswood.
Oh my god!
And he's going to make his attacks. First attack is a 14. That does hit.
Yeah, it hits.
7 points of damage.
How much?
Seven.
Okay, I down two.
The second attack misses with a 12.
Nice.
Lillian.
Which way did that door open?
Inward.
Inward towards us or towards the room?
Toward the room. Okay. Inward into the room.
Yeah, we ain't closing that door.
If Eagle Eye can throw a spear, if Eagle Eye can throw a spear,
I can definitely shoot my bow. But I was trying to think, what's my movement? 30, right? Or 25? No, 30. Okay. So I will shoot my bow, obviously, at this one in front.
Okay.
So I remember how to do that.
I stopped bow. That.
It's not obvious which one of these things I'm supposed to click, but
19.
That'll hit.
Oh, not bad.
And then, it doesn't do the damage. It doesn't in the
do
same
damage
roll.
Anymore. That's interesting.
But that's fine. I can click the damage as well. Well, that not do anything. Seems like it didn't do anything.
There we go.
Six. There you go. And yeah, so you hit him, and he takes an arrow to the shoulder.
Am I able to move through Sandswood and Tankrin to this side, or would that put me in melee of
it'll be attack
of opportunity?
Yeah, you would elicit attack of opportunity.
I was trying to find where's the ruler? There we go. Because that would be like 10, 20. Yeah, so I can only make it there. Seems it would be another. Yeah, too long. Never mind. I'll stay where I am.
Okay.
I'm good.
Sans where it is thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to do this, but I want to make sure.
All right. Well, it is your turn. So.
You mentioned.
You're going to get all of us, too, because we're all within 15 feet of you.
No, orientating from you, so I can...
Originating from you. Right, 50 feet originating. Well, actually, 15 foot out each direction, or 7.5 feet out each direction?
15-foot cube, so it's a cube that is 15 feet.
Okay,
so it is, yeah, so it's 15.
So from there...
A square in either direction, so the only one that actually gets hit by it is you.
Like this?
Yes.
You're thinking really long and hard about whether or not you want to kill Tankrin.
I'm thinking, sorry, Tankrin, and do it, but nah.
I mean, literally, all you have to do is just maybe take an attack of opportunity to back up. Because that puts them now into a funnel, right?
There's three of them moving. I mean, if you're going to back away all the way out to next to Eagle, like behind Eagle Eye. But the thing is that three of them get to move, so they can move and engage Lillian and me, which is okay. Well, it's okay to engage for them to engage me.
When I back out, I'll be attacked by three of them.
No, just one.
Well, three of them are in that range, right?
Yeah,
they're engaged with him.
Yeah.
Transform.
Yeah, so maybe don't do that. Transform.
My plan was Thunder Wave, then use bonus action to transform. But
well, go ahead then. If that's what you want to do, do it.
How many HP do you have?
18, I believe.
No, I don't want to do that. It will give you like... Okay, let me transform into a brown bear.
Wait, can he transform as his bonus action and then attack as a brown bear as his action?
I think I can. Yes. Yeah, I did that
last time. Because of his circle, it allows him to do that.
Okay, then I cast Wild Shape as a bonus action to become a brown bear.
Okay, you are now a brown bear.
I'm a brown bear now. Is that? And by doing that, I have multi-attack. So I use my claws to attack the Rebrand in front of me.
Okay. That will hit. That's weird. Okay. I don't know what that crit is for.
If there's a crit, right?
It's a 2d6 plus 4. Yeah, why? Why do I have a
crit? I think it's just saying if you crit.
If you crit, because a 9, there's no way a 9 is going to critical hit at your level.
There's only rare cases where anything other than a 20, natural 20. You slash at him and you rip him open. He's still alive, but he's looking really rough.
So he's still alive?
Yep.
Then I bite it.
24 for 6 damage.
And 24. You rip him open and then tear his grab his arm with your mouth and just rip it off. And he is dead.
Disgusting, but yes. Okay.
But you're thinking, delicious. So it's weird. It's
no, I'm not that, right. Okay,
you're a bear.
I don't want to stay there. Let me try, and then I move. Yeah, and then I move closer to here.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it will trigger any...
No. Okay. No, you're fine.
Moving into danger
is okay. Fine.
Okay, and then let me try remove these squares I randomly... There are a lot of squares. Now they're all hidden. Okay.
There you go. All right. Now it is this guy's turn. And obviously he's going to attack you.
Yeah, I need to track my HP now.
What's your new armor class?
My new armor class is 11, and HP is 34. So,
First attack is a 7.
Okay, nice.
Second attack is a 16.
Okay.
And he does 8 points of damage.
Sorry, how much?
8.
8. Okay.
Piercing damage.
Down to 26.
All right. On top of the round.
And then not quite. The guy now
Before, sorry.
Gets, I think I can make both attacks at once.
Yeah, do it.
No, I can't.
Ouch. Okay.
Here's one. That's a 10 that will miss.
Nice.
And that is a 9 and it will miss. Wow, these guys are rolling like you guys have started rolling. Now it is the top of the round, except this guy is dead.
Oh, 20. Nice. I killed the right one.
Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, he was the one. He moved into place.
Yeah, like he was the first one to put himself there.
Yeah. Tankering, you're up.
So where can I move to? Can I move into...
So you cannot occupy the same spot. Can't occupy the same spot.
Okay. But I can go there.
Yeah.
And
you
attack.
Could potentially move past him. The only option you would have there is down and to the right of him, in which case you would receive one attack of opportunity.
Okay. If I just move there in front of the door, can I still attack either one of the two that are
to the right or to the left? Yes.
Okay. And neither one of them have been injured.
Right there, but yeah.
Okay, I will attack the one to the west.
To the west.
Okay. West to the left. Yeah.
To the left.
So,
yes.
Okay. Not bad.
With the war pick.
War pig.
Nice.
18 or 22, and damage is.
Now you need. Oh, 3. Okay.
Oh, you can click the war pick and it does the damage.
Yeah, and 9 points, Pearson.
I almost did the 3 damage instead of the 9. All right, yeah, that's much better. Now this guy is now bloodied. He's you did some decent damage to him.
Okay, that's it for me.
All right, Eagle Eye.
I don't know, like, if I'm still in the range with the spear.
Well, let's see. What is the spear's range? 10, 15,
20, 25 feet.
You're 25 feet away. 20
feet to 60 feet, so I think it should be fine.
Yeah. So 20 feet, 60 feet means if you move forward, you'll be fine. If you don't, you'll be at disadvantage. So
basically,
within 20 feet.
So move in front of Lillian and throw your spear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just move in front of me because my range is much greater than that.
Okay, I'm just going to move in front of him. I'm going to try the spear, the other one.
Which
maybe
one?
The lucky one that hits.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Come on. What's going on?
A natural. A 1.
When you throw a spear past your teammates and roll that badly, is there any danger to them?
Hey.
Depends on how much of a jerk the DM wants to be. And the DM is feeling magnanimous today.
So. I'm just saying that now I have 3 people in front of me, so
hey,
here come the ones.
I think I'll be fine if that's the case.
Yeah, it'll hit someone else before you. Okay.
Is that's it then, Bala?
I'm just gonna stay there.
If there's anything.
No reason to enter the room, so not much to help here.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. Then the guy to the right is going to attack Sans word. That's a 13.
Hits.
6 points of damage.
22.
20. Yeah, you were 26 before.
And another 13 will hit for 4 points of damage.
16. Yeah.
Lillian.
Run out of our first pair.
So if I move here, I would be able to hit the same one that Tankrin's hitting, right?
You got dice in the way. Hang on a second.
If I move to the right of Tankrin here.
You move to the right of Tankrin? Yeah, you could attack the one that he's attacking. Yeah. Yeah,
that's what I'll do.
All right.
Combine efforts.
Hit it.
Yep. That's what we call focus fire. And yeah, that's exactly what you needed. And
killed it?
Yeah, you shoot him and he goes down.
Yay! One less.
Nice shooting, Tex.
Oh, this is weird. Okay, yeah, that's fine. All right. And he's down.
Okay, nice.
Is that it?
Yep.
All righty.
So we don't have the five guy, right, Burger? Okay. Right. Okay, then I'll use my claws to attack the one on my west.
The west one on your dead. West is dead.
On my east, okay. I'm sorry.
The other west.
The other west, yes. Because I'm facing south, so that's my.
If you go west far enough,
it becomes
you'll east. Wrap back around.
True. Okay, then.
You guys assume that the Earth is a sphere or spheroid.
I don't think I.
No, that is not going to hit.
Then I'll bite it.
Or even less.
Actually, that's a natural one. You bite your tongue for 100 damage.
And you.
That's a.
No, I have to take that one damage, but yeah.
Okay, this guy is dead. Now it is the guy to your south. It's his turn.
And
he's gonna attack you. You're the only target he really has.
Yeah.
What is your AC?
11.
11. Okay, that's a 12. Will hit for 7 points of damage.
Okay, down to nine.
Ooh, and a natural 20.
Oh my god, I'm dead. I'm dead.
No, you're not.
Except he rolls a 1 and a 2. A total of 5 points of damage.
Okay, 4.
It was a pretty lousy roll.
he hit extremely well, yet shallow.
Yeah. Basically, I'm being poked.
Yeah, so yeah, he rolled a 1 and a 2 on his damage dice. All right, yeah. So he's happily beating on this bear that has charged into the room. Tankrin.
What happens if the bear dies?
He reverts back to his human form with his
number of
hit points that he had minus any overage. So if the next hit is 5 hit points of damage, he'll revert back to human form and deduct 1 hit point of damage from his.
Okay, I'll move here. And okay. which of the guys is at 15? The one to the east of Sandswood or the one to the south of Sandswood?
The east.
The east one is 15.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the one immediately north.
I'm like, what do you mean 15? Yeah. None of them are that young. Okay.
So, yes, the one to the north of me is the 15.
Correct.
Okay, I move there, which does not provoke any attack.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct.
And I will hit with the war pick.
On your north?
On my north. 19 or 23.
Ooh, I was going to say you'll attack with a war pick.
And you can click on that pink war pick in the
In the chat. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll do the damage.
Oh, yeah.
You, you have a pink war pick?
Yeah.
To go along with that pink spear and the pink longbow.
It has a blood of red brand, so it's pink.
Okay, yeah, you chop him, does some damage. I guess he's still up. He's still.
Yeah.
All right.
I have a bonus action, I believe, to lay on hands.
Nice. But don't heal me when I was.
Actually, no, I don't. That's an action to do it.
Okay.
So and yeah, I will not do it.
Don't heal the bear. The bear is nothing.
Yeah. Well, my only thought my thought is that you can transform into a tiger right away, and get all the hit points back. The question is, can you do that before you get hit and knocked out and have to revert back to human form, and then you're unconscious?
Yeah, but I have 10 HP as a human form, so I guess it should be. No, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. Now that you're necessarily looking to do this, but keep in mind that you do have your divine smite if you ever choose to use it. And you are low on spell slots, so maybe you don't, but it's there. All right. Eagle Eye.
Yeah, I'll take my final spear. I'm going to blame the missed shot due to the spear that I got from the other room because they are not right, so I'm going to try with the last one.
Clearly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Red brand spears just aren't holding up.
11.
I don't know if that's going to hit, but yeah.
No, unfortunately, that will not hit.
We'll run out of there.
Okay, I blame it on the
Unsurprisingly, we have learned that birds and spears are not that effective. Now, when was the last time you saw a bird throw a spear?
bear in mind that this is in contrast to Eagle Eye, or when he was Third Eye.
Yeah.
Things down left and right. I mean,
yeah
but then he died. How successful is that?
that's a fair point. All right. Are you going to move at all from there?
No, I'm going to, unless I get in the melee range, I don't think it makes any point.
You could move because you can move through your ally's spaces. You could actually, you see where the guy is to the left of Sandswood, the dead guy. You could actually move there.
Oh,
wouldn't you get an attack of opportunity from the one on the right?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah, you're right. You're right. You would.
I mean, maybe that's not that big of a deal, but.
Okay.
Well, you can
kill you, but
Igor, you can move down one square, and then you can be in melee range of the.
Yeah, yeah.
What you could do, and simply because I'm going to give you this hint because you haven't been playing D&D much, and monks are new and they're funky, you have this ability to use as a bonus action a key point to do Step of the Wind. Step of the Wind allows you to take a disengage or dash action as a bonus action. You can move forward and then move and get into range of that guy, use your key point to disengage, and then you could move into that spot without getting an attack. You could do it, you'd have to burn a key point.
I'm going to wait because I'm planning on using that for the next double action. I should run this round because I think I should do the Fist of Fury or something.
Flurry of Blows.
Right?
You need to be in melee range to do that?
Yeah.
The Flurry of Blows. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Flurry of Blows.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I'm going to just wait it out.
Monks have a great variety of, or great variation in things that they can do, and
figuring out what your options are in relation to the battle landscape is pretty complicated. Okay. So it is now this other Red Brand's attack, and since Tankrin chopped him with his war axe,
that's what I was hoping.
I figured that's
past 19.
First attack is a 23 for
three. Okay. How much?
3 points of damage.
Nice.
Second attack is a 20 for 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Piercing damage.
You kept the bear in bear form, at least.
And you did. You may have gotten hit twice, but it was for min damage both times. So.
Okay.
that's it still for you. And Lillian, it's all up to you.
Oh, I suppose.
All up to you, young lady.
I will go ahead and move here and melee the closest one through the doorway with my short sword, and I can use two weapon fighting. So, first one, second one.
6, natural 20.
Critical.
The second one will hit, that's for sure.
And the second one does not get bonus.
Oh. Right. But it does get you do double your dice because it's a critical hit. So you don't get your...
Okay, so...
So it's an 8.
Right.
So it's a 6, right? Because it would be 3 plus 3, because I don't get the plus 1.
Well, short sword damage is D6, right?
It's a 1D6 plus 3. So you get the 1 for the first one, and then the 3 for the site. So it's 4.
So roll a D6.
Oh, because the crit is the 3. Yeah, because that's the D6. Yeah, you're right. So it's 4 damage.
Four damage. Okay.
Yeah, this thing's kind of hard to read, but
yeah.
If you hover over it, it shows you what the die rolls actually are.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. It's a 1 plus 3.
So I rolled a 1, and then the crit roll was a 3. Add those two together because you have to throw away the 3 bonus.
Yep.
Okay. So you got a 4.
So you got a 4. 4 points.
All right. Yeah. So this guy is now bloodied. He's starting to look a little worn. Are you going to move it all from there?
Nope.
Okay. Sandswood.
Oh, 6 left. Let me check.
Turn into a tiger.
No, not yet. I don't have to.
Yes. Well, you can't drink a potion.
Yeah, but I can be knocked back as a human form, I think.
Can't drink a potion, but you can eat a Red Brand.
Okay, I'll first use claws to hit someone on my east.
Hit the one south, because if you can kill him, he won't. He's the one on 4.
He will go next. The one to the south is undamaged.
That one is not damaged at all, right?
Yes, but I will get a chance to hit the one to your east before he hits you again.
That's true. Okay, then I'm gonna use claws to hit the one.
Okay.
13, is it good?
13, no, it misses.
Oh, nice. Then I'll bite it. 15? Okay, not bad.
Okay. Unfortunately, not enough to kill him.
Yeah, 5 short, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
That one is 15, so.
All right. Anything else? Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, so you did him some serious damage, and he's looking for payback.
Well, of course.
all right. First attack is
miss.
19 for 8 points of damage.
Okay, back to Druid and have 6 HP left.
And his second attack is a 15. That hit your armor class?
Yeah, it's human.
13.
13.
13, and does 5 points of damage.
Yay, one left. Okay.
Not unconscious.
So you are hanging on by a thread. Tanker, and you're up.
Hit the one to the north. who goes on 15.
Okay. It has like 6 left, I guess.
7.
Ooh, and you got a 6. No, it's not that 6. So.
Nope.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Eagle Eye.
Hey guys. Yeah, just 1 minute. I'm back.
Okay.
Hmm. Sorry guys. Like, okay. So I'm gonna go into the melee range.
Okay.
This is the one. I could go over here for sure. And then I'm gonna do. Is it okay to grab a spear that I threw? Like, or like that's
sure.
So I'm gonna do the first attack, like not throwing the spear, but just like, you know, like
it's stabbing with spears. It.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a melee attack. That's unfortunately, but you did take attack action. You can flurry of blows if you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna do. Attack. You can turn one key point to make 2 unknown strikes as a bonus action. Okay, I'm gonna do flurry of attacks. Flurry of blows.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my talents.
Unarmed strike.
Ooh. Ooh.
23.
And do I have to click the talents one?
Just yeah, click it in the chat. 6 yep. points.
Okay.
That's enough. Yeah.
Yeah, that is exactly what you needed, and you're dead.
And I have one more attack left in my flurry of blows.
You could move forward and get into melee range with the other one.
I can go.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna go over here. You can attack, gang up on that guy.
Okay, I'm gonna do an unarmed strike.
Whoa!
Maybe
14 is exactly what you needed. Yeah,
nice.
5 points of damage. Yeah, he's still up. He's hurting. He's looking really rough. He's on death's door, but he's still alive.
I guess it's the spears that's broken. So
yeah, it's the spears that are broken. That's exactly right. And it is his turn
to
he's still
4 targets.
Yeah, he's still focused on Tankrin though.
Okay.
So he's gonna try to hit Tankrin. Come on. Whoops. Apparently there it is. A 7 will not hit unless you suddenly lost a whole bunch of armor. A 21, however, will. That'll be 5 points of piercing damage.
Okay, still up.
Okay. He's fighting for his life. He's backed into a corner quite literally. Lillian.
Finish that.
I am going to take this opportunity to...
drink a potion of healing.
Drink a potion of healing and run away!
What?
I think we could get information out of, like, clearly this person would know who the name or at least some information about this master, right?
We haven't talked about it all. I don't know, maybe we have, maybe we haven't, is something called non-lethal damage. You can, if you want to damage him with non-lethal damage, you can subdue him by taking him down to 0 hit points using non-lethal damage. That's an option.
Let's do that.
Okay.
That also means I get to hit him with things.
Yes.
I guess.
I just, whenever the sword enters his body, I just won't push as hard.
Yeah.
Are you grabbing it by the blade and swinging the hilt at him?
You're right.
That's for myself.
The theory is you're using the flat of the blade rather than...
That too.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do the same thing again, this time non-lethally. I guess it was non-lethal before too.
15. And that will hit. Both of them will hit.
Non-lethal.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It does matter a lot there.
Yeah.
Now we know a lot. Way more than necessary.
Non-lethally kill the red brand. It takes only 15. Okay.
In fact,
you not only subdued him, you knocked him unconscious briefly, So he is now a subdued. And very woozy and confused
just as a time check, we are at like six almost. Yeah,
I'm going to say we should probably call it here.
Yep.
And we'll pick up with your interrogation of the red brand.
You want to do experience? Are we close to leveling?
How many hit points or how many experience points are you away from leveling?
Sandwood and I are 145 away from leveling.
Actually, no.
No.
You didn't actually accomplish anything.
We subdued four red brands.
Okay, all right, that's true. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. You did.
Just given the time, like realistically, I have top off. If we want to do experience next week, next session, that might be better.
You get 100 experience points each for that encounter, so not quite enough.
Okay.
Okay. So right. I'll deal with that later, but I gotta drop.
Yeah. See you, Alan.
Yep. Me too. Yep. Yeah. All right, see you guys. Bye.
See you guys next time.